HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India has begun work on deploying the S-400 Triumph Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Defense System. The first unit will be made operational in April, sources told Hindustan Times. They further said that all five units will be deployed in depth areas to tackle the threat from China. The S-400 can take down a hostile aircraft or missile at a range between 40 km and 400 km. India's National COVID-19 Immunization Program on Sunday completed its first year. The central government said that 70% of the country's adult population have now been administered two doses. It further said that 93% of the adult population has been covered with at least one shot of coronavirus vaccines. Marking the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the exceptional role of healthcare workers. Former Uttar Pradesh Minister and BJP MLA Dara Singh Chauhan on Sunday joined the Samajwadi Party. He had resigned from the Yogi Adityanath cabinet just days ago. MLA RK Verma of BJP ally Apna Dal, Sonelo, also joined the SP along with Chauhan. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav welcomed the two leaders at an event in Lucknow. Chauhan is the third former minister after Swami Prasad Maurya and Dharm Singh Seni to join the SP from BJP. Novak Djokovic's anti-vaccination stunts cost him a shot at tennis history on Sunday. A court in Australia upheld the government's decision to cancel Djokovic's visa. The court said his decision not to be vaccinated against COVID-19 posed a risk to the country. Djokovic said in a statement that he respects the court's ruling and will cooperate with authorities. He flew out of Australia soon after the court ruling. A new study has sought to link stress with the coronavirus disease. The researchers from the University of Nottingham studied people who experienced extreme stress at the beginning of the pandemic. The team said such people have an increased risk of getting COVID-19. Such people have reported more severe and greater number of symptoms, the researchers claimed. The study has been published in the Annals of Behavioral Medicine Journal.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.